The bid for Ruth Lake has taken an interesting turn. Wrangell, Petersburg, and Angoon all filed for a permit with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission earlier this month to own and develop hydropower in the area. Now, similarities between Wrangell and Angoon's filings have prompted Mayor Don McConaghy to take a closer look at their agreement with Cascade Creek LLC. The private utility separately filed for the permit on behalf of both communities. McConaghy says he did not see a physical connection between Angoon and Ruth Lake. He says after unsuccessful attempts to reach Angoon Mayor Albert Howard and talking with a past Angoon mayor, he found his answer.
And I said, "And what did you have to do to get that filing? And he said, "Well, we don't have to do anything. Duff Mitchell does it all for us." And that really bothered me.
McConaghy says he was concerned because Wrangell went into a non-disclosure agreement earlier this year with Cascade Creek. He says if Cascade Creek Business Development Director Duff Mitchell is supplying that same information to Angoon, then it violated that agreement. McConaghy says he also thinks that Wrangell did not file for the permit for free.
We were told that we were getting this information for nothing. Mr. Mitchell sat there. I don't agree with that analogy because I think we gave him $250,000. Of which we will not see any money back. You know, we have no way of getting any compensation from any state or federal agencies for that.
McConaghy says Petersburg will be reimbursed 80% of the money invested in their filing if they do not get the permit. Assemblymember Warren Edgley says he did not think Mitchell did anything wrong in filing for both communities. Assemblymember Pam McCloskey says some were left in the dark on the issue.
Well, the information was theirs. It's proprietary information. We agreed not to tell anybody else, but he didn't say he wasn't going to tell anybody else.
So that was something we never saw. That was something that never came forward on the board.
What?
It came just to you guys about this non-circumcision. We never had any idea how it was written.
Why not? Why not demystify it? It's a public document. It's a contract. You're entitled to read it. Hell, anybody is.
The contract between Duff Mitchell or Cascade LLC and us?
Sure.
Assemblymember Jeremy Maxson says McConaghy's concerns were legitimate. He says he also agreed with Edgley's take on the information being proprietary.
They're to sell if they want. It may not look right to some people, but I think we should look at the contract and just make sure that we're in alignment with what everybody has agreed to.
McConaghy says he will ask the city attorney to take a look at both filings to see if it violated the agreement. The item will be discussed at an executive session on March 10th. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.